Proclamation number 4529 of 1st of January, 1949. New Year's message, people's resistance to God. People's resistance against me is great, and only my greater than great love protects them from the complete fall into the abyss. Yet the distance from me cannot be reduced as long as they don't give up their resistance. But resistance is every rejection of my grace, and grace is everything that leads you upwards, towards me, and thus helps to restore the original state. Hence grace is also the supply of my word which imparts the pure truth to you, a knowledge which helps you to recognize me, to love me and to keep my commandments. The human being must accept this knowledge, otherwise he will receive a wrong image of me as Creator and Father from eternity. Lack of knowledge impairs love for me, and wrong knowledge leads away from me. This is to be said first if the human being is to understand that and why truth is extremely important for the soul's higher development. Where truth is not represented, the path to me is blocked, and I cannot be reached through error, and thus it will also be understandable that I bestow a special gift of grace upon the human being, my direct word from above, because every misguided teaching has to be corrected if he is to progress in his development, for I myself, as the eternal truth, cannot tolerate that error and lies walk alongside me. And therefore I must first correct the erroneous teachings, and I only require people who place themselves at my disposal of their own free will, who are willing to accept my teaching in all purity and pass it on to their fellow human beings. I convey my word to them in different forms but always with the same content. Whether they receive it directly from me or through intermediaries, whether they read or hear it, depends on their state of maturity and their willingness to receive it. This is why my word can be received in all purity in many places, for the written word can also convey the same knowledge to a person if he receives it into his heart and memory in desire for truth. Then he will always be guided by my spirit into right thinking and thus stand in truth. But where the human being's will opposes mine, where the human being does not hand himself over to me but, as it were, wants to find the truth out of his own intellect, it will be difficult to present the truth. But the resistance against me is great, for all those who persist in their spiritual knowledge, who stubbornly cling to a body of thought which was given to them from outside, offer this resistance because they are not willing to surrender this body of thought in exchange for better knowledge. And so the question must first be asked, what entitles you to regard precisely this spiritual knowledge of yours as truth, when different schools of thought, different denominations also represent different teachings? On serious reflection, you must admit to yourselves that you have no proof that you possess the right knowledge. Unless you can prove direct spiritual activity which, however, will then always result in the same body of thought. The fact that you are taught this way is no proof that you are imparted the truth. You must always bear in mind that the human being has free will and that, as long as he is still imperfect, he will, through the adversary's influence, profess evermore that which corresponds to his imperfection, that he therefore either has to be perfect in order to stand in the truth, or else, in awareness of his imperfect state and his ignorance as a result of it, he must stretch out his hands from the depths towards the light, towards the original source of truth, so that his hand may be grasped and he may be drawn up into the kingdom of light. He must ask and allow himself to be given gifts, but not to search and ponder intellectually without the humble admission of his inability to do so. Humanity is too convinced that it stands in the truth and therefore it is difficult to supply it with a pure truth. But every thinking man would have to doubt his own knowledge because of the diversity of what is regarded as truth, and therefore now seek the truth where it has its origin. I now meet people's needs by sending bearers of truth to them, but they find open and hidden resistance. But how do you want to come into possession of the truth? In what form shall it be offered to all those that it will be accepted without affecting their free will? It is only due to your resistance, which I will not break by force but which is nevertheless to blame for the great darkness which is spread across the earth. I could certainly achieve everything by force, yet in all freedom you must strive for perfection. And therefore there will only ever be a few people to whom I can convey the pure truth directly, just as the number of those who accept the word from above through you will not be great, even though my flow of love flows in all directions and the truth seeks to find entrance in some form or other everywhere. And mostly it is spiritual conversations which could give rise to pleading thoughts of the eternal truth. And no one will be able to deny having had the opportunity for spiritual conversations. It always depends on the inner resistance, which is often opposed to the pure truth through the influence of Satan. But the desire for me and thus for the truth breaks the resistance and enables the person to accept my word, through which he will be instructed in the truth. Amen.